No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
Valley of the Vikings by Haba Games for 2 to 4 players ages 6 to 99 plays in about 15 to 20 minutes. In the Valley of the Vikings, the annual barrel rolling contest is taking place. Are you brave enough to face the competition? Use the ball to knock down the right barrels and smart tactics to line up the Vikings on the dock. Courage, skill, and willingness to take risks are required. Because the player who ventures too far and is first to fall in the water goes away empty-handed, the player who captures the most gold coins wins. It's a tactical game of skill. Valley of the Vikings, Haba Games.
So reviewing the game, this time we have a bunch of Vikings sitting around the table. We have a Viking named Tim.
Guten Tag.
A Viking named Calvin.
Oh, wait, that's pirate.
He's more of a pirate than
a
Viking.
Yeah, I'm a pirate.
A Viking shield maiden named Ruby.
Hello.
And I don't know, Viking blacksmith named John.
Yeah, I can see you as a blacksmith.
Eh. I could pound out some nails, make a few barrels, things like that. But anyways, so in this, the Valley of the Vikings?
Yes.
All right, so it's a Haba game, and it's a yellow box, which means it's intended for younger kids.
For younger adults.
So what's some good stuff we can say about this particular game? It's what, Valley of the Vikings. See, so what's throwing me off is the copy we have is the German box. So I keep forgetting what it's called. I keep thinking it's called Tal der Wikinger.
Yeah. Good. It's really cute, and I have a lot of fun rolling that ball around. Hitting the ball.
Yeah, it's fun to, like, kind of playing bowling.
It's very tactile.
Yeah, I was going to say it's tactile.
It's more like you're playing cricket.
Yeah.
Okay, except you can understand the rules.
Because you've got a bat, you got a ball, and you're knocking down some pegs.
Right. Yeah. But it has really neat components between the coins and the actual, you put together the boats. But that kind of leads into a bad for me.
Okay. What about you, Tim? Something you can say good about?
I mean, it's fairly easy, and knocking things over is always fun.
Okay. I will say, for me, the good is that the rules were not difficult at all. It was maybe 2 pages of rules. It could have been 1 page of rules.
So. Yeah. And it played quick, like in the proper appropriate time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
All right. So what's something bad we can say about Village of the Vikings?
Valley of
the Vikings.
So the thing that I said kind of leads into the bad for me is the boats are really cool, except the first time you set up and play the game. They're a little bit of a pain to put together. So even though this is for a kids, you would want the adult to actually set the boats up.
But, yes, very much.
But you can leave the boats put together except for the flags, the sails part.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You just take those out, but you can leave the base of the boat put together.
Yeah.
So a good sort of bad thing about it.
And they talk about that in the book, too, how they even say when you're storing it, remove this part.
Yeah.
And I get that. Okay.
Since you're hitting things around, things can go flying off tables, or
yes.
Yeah. Depending on the velocity, it could also go flying into people's faces.
Right,
knowing the little kids that we know, them playing this, that stuff would be not.
It would probably go much longer than 15 minutes just looking for the parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely has a very high opportunity to peg somebody with a...
Or send stuff flying.
You're gonna put your eye,
But there are no sharp, pointy bits in this.
That's true.
Even the ball's not. It's not a solid wooden
Why
ball.
Why would a ball? Okay,
the ball
say.
Is just a hollow plastic.
Because if I'm gonna make a ball, it's gonna have all the sharp, pointy edges.
No, what I was getting at was like,
I got it.
If any of this stuff hits you, it's really not gonna hurt that bad.
Yeah. Right. It's not a heavy, dense ball. It's a light, hollow plastic.
It's not little.
And even the barrels, which are more solid, the light wood.
Right.
It's nice. It's bright and colorful. The pieces are
easy
to pull out.
See, that goes into
the
other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We're still talking about bad stuff.
Yeah.
So what's some bad stuff? Well, I didn't want people to think, oh, I don't want to get this game because it's just going to hurt people.
No.
It's no.
Well, we've rolled right into the other. Uh-huh.
Okay. See what so there? We're going to bowl or roll right into the other. What's some other that we could say?
It's really bright and colorful, and the board pieces fit together like puzzle pieces.
Right. And the little pieces, the flags and stuff that you put in are easy enough for people with big old fat finger people like myself to be able to pull them out and move them easily, which is going to be great for kids who have the same amount of coordination as old people.
Old people with fat fingers.
The little characters are
look good of being ripoffs.
Little obviously not How to Train Your Tame Your Dragon
character.
Or the Disney princess making
Brave there.
They're obviously not those characters.
Totally anyway, definitely not. Yeah. Supposed to even resemble them at all.
I could see a bunch of kids playing this going like, no, I want to be the
I want to be the
blue one because my hair looks just like hers. Or,
yeah.
I want to be this guy because he's got pointy horns on his helmet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
Anything else we want to say about Valley of the Vikings? Or just, Valley of the Vikings.
It's very yellow.
It's a yellow box.
Well, it's a yellow box, which means Haba has this color coding system.
Uh-huh.
So yellow, pink is like young girls. Yellow is young children, young to teen. Mm-hmm. And then they have
blue.
Blue, which is the teen to adult. To teen, yeah. Right. And then they have their other boxes, which are adult games.
Which is for anybody.
Right. Or older age. It has more complex rules. So all of their games fall into those categories. Right.
So like
that's,
with most,
that's cool. Good to know that.
Yeah.
So like with most Haba yellow box games, you get nice big chunky components.
Correct.
Which are fun for kids to play with.
Correct.
Even if they're not playing with the rules.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. This was Valley of the Vikings by Haba.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Yeah.
That's her shaking the Haba box.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.